Returning now to the Middle East, what is Iraq right now? With ISIS on the edge of Kurdistan and edging near to Baghdad, even as U.S. airstrikes attack ISIS headquarters in the Syrian city of Raqqa. Well, writer and actor and former Marine Major Benjamin Bush tried to answer that question for us. He was part of the 2003 invasion of Iraq. He was eventually assigned to control a small village near the Iranian border, Jassan. Bush went back to that village years after he was literally the provisional mayor of the town. Major Bush, they called him. He writes of his experience in the latest issue of Harper's Magazine. Mayor Bush, Major Bush, and with the last name Bush, Ben says he returned to Iraq carrying lots of ironies and painful memories of a place he had so many hopes for when he was a part of Operation Iraqi Freedom.
Originally, right after the regime had left, the area had been heavily militarized because the war with Iran was still fresh in everyone's mind. The entire border, although contested, was heavily occupied by Iraqi military. We walked into a complete vacuum. They had all left, and their forts were abandoned. And these very small towns, which had kind of been consumed by a military effort, were suddenly, you know, these strange little islands all throughout the desert. We were sent essentially to, you know, restore the state. How do you really create a new nation with no post-hostilities plan, because there wasn't one? And everyone was wondering what their fate would be. There was a moment of optimism that now something new and beneficial would occur, but we brought nothing with us. All we had was ammunition.
Although you did hang around for the first moment of democracy in this little town, a city council meeting, describe.
Yeah, they actually, on their own, took it upon themselves to create something which they felt was a representative democracy of their own. They picked people from within their own community, and it was a very tight community. We're not talking about a lot of influx from other regions. This was a small tribal town with several tribes that had lived together for centuries. And everyone was known. So what they did is they picked people they thought were reasonable men, of course men, not women, to lead the new town. And they served as councilmen for 2 years before they were even paid and recognized by the provincial council. And this was the first group of people that I walked into, and I found it fascinating.
Did you admire what they were doing?
I did, yeah. And for a while, I was as hopeful as they were. I thought that, okay, well, if this is happening everywhere, maybe Iraq's going to be all right. You know, maybe if we can just provide some stability and initial security, this area can on its own be what it wants to be.
And you were eventually dispatched to Ramadi at the end of your tour.
My second tour.
Your second tour. And Jassan was just a memory of hope,
right,
in your mind.
Well, in the Harper's piece, like I write, it's these towns were only interesting for a few moments to America because we were immediately urbanized. We were drawn into the city centers where all the friction was. So I was always thinking about that village because I felt that I had abandoned them as well, that we needed more time to really focus on places like this. And that's why I went back with Harper's in December, was to find out really what happened, because no one's reported on it. Nobody went back to these very small satellite places.
What was it like for you to go back across Iraq, now no longer in uniform, to visit this place that you had left with such misgivings years before?
It was very interesting because, you know, driving through the country in 2003, I'd been way up on top of a light armored reconnaissance vehicle. I kind of viewed even the road from a position of height, and now I was in the back of a cab. And I had lost all my authority. You know, I
had grown a beard.
I had grown a beard. I had gone in disguise as much as I could. I wanted to find out what they thought of me and us. The sad thing about Iraq, of course, is that they kind of have come to a point where the future is an impossible world. No one gets to live there. They're living day to day. They really feel that as bad as things are right now, it'll get worse.
How responsible personally did you feel for that chaos that you observed when you went back as a U.S. military major?
Well, in 2003, I led a light armored reconnaissance company in the invasion, stayed in these towns for a while, And that personalized the country for me. You know, this stopped being us and them, and it became kind of a joint effort in my mind. I didn't feel that huge degree of separation with an enemy. You know?
It wasn't us and them. It was me and them in your case.
Well, yeah, it was us. Let's make this town a wonderful place. What do we need to do? What can I do to help? Without, you know, the urge that we always feel is to impose good thinking or, you know, a certain amount of what we consider to be cultural logic on a place which has its own. And so I fought myself over and over not to be that guy, not to tell them what they were doing wrong, but to try to find out what they wanted and make the way they wanted to do it successful.
Did anyone remember that guy?
They
when you
that
went
guy.
Back? They did.
They did.
Major Bush.
They remembered Major Bush. And what I found interesting was that I thought I'd been far more important in those moments than I really was. I found out that all those things had been kind of remembered only as, yes, he was here. You know, he drank tea here, and they had a story about that, which was the funniest thing they could bring up was the fact that I had asked about why they poured their hot tea into their saucers, and they said it was to cool it. And I'd asked, well, why don't you just wait for it to cool off? And
that's what they remembered.
Yeah, it was the smallest detail. I didn't even bother to write it down. But to them, because it was such a strange cultural question to ask, it was kind of the thing that identified me more than anything else. And I realized finally my place in history.
Looking at ISIS and everything that's going on now from Syria and the airstrikes, what is Iraq now? What is it? A piece of something? Is it a country? Is it a – what is it?
Well, like a shopkeeper told me, you know, Iraq is just a place, he said. You know, since Babylon, it's just been a place. And I think the danger that they face more than anything else is that they have no self-definition. They don't know who they are. And without that, you can't fight a group like ISIL because they have a very clearly articulated definition and goal. And that gives them incredible power in a space which is defined by chaos.
You give an image to the reader of your Harper's piece at the end when you're going to the airport. You pass by this goodbye sign, and that sort of sums it all up for you. What is that image?
Yeah, and I found it just a strange detail. In the history of Iraq, I think it's the only thing they really feel that we left them was our departure, that we clearly left. Because when I was in, you know, all the way from Baghdad out, I didn't see a single American, not in the streets, not in the souk, nowhere. We were entirely gone. What surprised me is that we formed no relationships. You know, how can all those trillions in contracting money have left no friends, no people visiting, no business? We weren't there. And the only evidence I saw of us were Iraqis wearing our uniforms in our Humvees as if they'd filled the spaces we'd left and a sign that said goodbye.
Benjamin Bush, writer, director, and actor, served two combat tours in Iraq as a Marine Corps infantry and light armored reconnaissance officer. For a while, he was the mayor of a little town called Josan. He returned there last December. Thanks, Ben.
Thank you.